All right, so we are in Elysium on Jabber. The reports of Jabber's demise is a little overdone. Let me just throw this out there. I've seen the Discord stuff that many of you have. We're looking at it, you know. I think this is going to be a situation where we're just going to watch what happens over the next week or two, next few weeks, and keep an eye on things. It's being watched out. Actually, it's interesting that you say that, Usi. I have noted here in my fireside notes that we have learned that goons can count to 106. 106 is the number that goons can count to. And Darth Killith, yes, our timing was amazing with the Discord. Very amazing. Okay, so I have some important news. Let me just go through a couple other things, and I'll get to the number one news item because I still see people coming in here. So, I got some. All right, first off, we're doing a Goon Swarm posting award channel on the new Discord. It's going to be a channel. Hyper has made a thread. He's really excited about this. But basically, if a director sees a post that's funny, they will link it in that channel. You can post on the Reddits, on the Goon Fleet forums, on the Discord, and it'll just get put in there. It's just a fun thing to call out funny posts. I think the first thing that should go on there, if you haven't seen Powerful's new video about the Titan that died, did you guys know about the Titan that died? That's a great video, and it should be in there. You were there. Yeah. So a Titan doomsdayed one of our dreads and then it got caught and it dropped a lot of expensive stuff. The guy who ran the dread had the best opposite drop ever. And yeah, I don't know how Powerful got it out that fast. All right. I have an announcement I want to make. Delta Flux, who is the G Sol director, is retiring. And I just wanted to take a minute to talk about this guy has been here through the Great Skylift, through setting up new homelands for us. Just like an incredible leader and dude. He's just taking time to focus more on real life stuff. He's still going to be around Eve, but he just does not have the time to be the G Sol director. So Toxie has been forcibly promoted up. And is now the new G Sol director. But I want to say thanks to Delta Flux. He's been a guy who has been here and doing incredible work. Just made an indelible mark on the Swarm and the Imperium. And I want to thank him for his service. But Delta will be around, so we're not saying goodbye. We're just saying he's moving on. In Eternia, we don't say goodbye, we say good journey. All right. I also want to thank Black Hand directors, Black Hand handlers, agents. Thank you guys for all the work you do. You've been noticed lately of doing a great job and providing a lot of intel for our guys. And we can't say who you are, but you are very important. And we want to thank you publicly without saying your name. Thank you for what you do. That's a big part of our success. All right. Speaking about potential success. So, you might have been there last Sunday. We went and we fought in Odabinon, and we mostly just did, I would say we kind of half-assed it. We got in a fight. We got their Keepstar down to 52%. And at that point, I calculated it, and it would have been 15 hours in tie-dye with the rate of damage we were doing to the Keepstar. So we just warped out. And I said, you know, at the time, hey guys, we went for it, and we got a fight, and everyone had a lot of fun. We killed a lot of ships. They killed more than us, but it was fine, and everyone in the fleet was pretty jazzed about it. So it was happy to I was happy to see how excited people were about it. We went and re-repped Odabayan this week, and it rolled 0900 basically. So their Keepstar timers are set to 1200, so it can go +3 -3. 0900 is about the earliest it can go. That is 4 a.m. Eastern U.S. time zone. Then I said, you know what I can do? I can just form up another fleet and go into Atioth, where Test staging Keepstar is, and ref that one. So what's interesting about that is Test is not timed to their own time zone. They're timed to Chinese time zone. Sunday is Chinese like Lunar New Year. It's like one of their most important holidays. A lot of Chinese people are going to be with their families, handing out red envelopes, wishing luck for the coming year. A lot of important stuff going on for Chinese people. And good for them. Wish them a good holidays. We don't care about that because we want to shoot Test. Now you've timed the Chinese time zone. And it's also 1200 centered. It can go plus or minus three, just like the other one. Guess where it rolled? 1456. 4 minutes. 4 minutes from perfect. So we're going balls to the wall. Everyone here, divorce your dog, put your wife in the kennel. 1300 form up tomorrow. That's 8 a.m. Eastern. So it's, you know, if you're an American, you have to get up a little early, like you're getting up for work, maybe. I know I'm asking a little bit of you. Euros, you're great. Euros, you're fine. West Coast people sleep in and come in the second wave. 1300, we're going full bore. Everyone form up. 1300 on Sunday. That's less than a day from now. 1300 Sunday. So it's going to be Euro afternoon, USA morning to early morning for West Coast, but East Coast shouldn't be too bad. I'm asking you all to be there. I want your third alt, your fourth alt, your dread alt, whatever. Bring everyone. Everyone be there 1300 tomorrow. 1300 tomorrow, we will be forming up at 1300. We will be doing some fun stuff. And we have some better coordination than we last time. Our allies will be there. I think Sigma is going to be there. I think Brave is going to be there. I think we'll have some friends there. Not a lot of Chinese people, I understand. That's fine. 1300 tomorrow. Shoot the Atioth Keepstar. We're going to go into their time zone. We're still going to fight them. I don't know if we'll win this timer. Like, it's going to be we can't jump caps in, right? Like, there's no, you can't jump a cap into Atioth. The gate is far too long. It's a smuggler's gate. So maybe uphill. It might be uphill. And I don't need for us to ref this Keepstar tomorrow. What I want tomorrow is for us to ref this Keepstar. But if we don't ref the Keepstar, I want us to get in a brawl. That's what I want. So I want you guys to understand what my goals are here. I would love to blow this Atioth Keepstar up, but it doesn't take any hair off my chest if it exists, right? So 1300 tomorrow, big numbers, be there, come and fight. I'm not going to announce any doctrine. Some of you are speculating. No doctrine guesses will be answered here, but I will tell you that we will be forming up big. FCs are already ready. I'll be doing a fleet. I believe we got Mr. Arcadios will be doing a fleet. And other FCs are ready and have already X'd in the box, checkboxed. So 1300 tomorrow. We will be bringing in 3,000 Cormorants. See if they can stop us. Did I make it clear? 1300 tomorrow. 1,000 Hyper Rags. The 3,000 Black Rags of Goonswarm. All right. We're doing a fighter training op. Is that tomorrow? When's that?
Yeah, it's tomorrow, depending on how everything goes that you just mentioned.
We won't be doing a fighter training op. We do have a Keepstar anchoring in a little over an hour. So we'll be doing a fleet after the fireside. But tomorrow, 1300, did I mention that we'll be forming up big then? There'll be a lot of pings, too. A lot of pings for tomorrow, 1300. Nano Wyverns, you nailed it, finally.
You want to be there. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Hyper is mad that I let this giant fight timer stomp on his Grinsworm Posting Awards post. So, guys, I want you to know that we'll have a fight tomorrow at 1300. We're also doing a Grinsworm Posting Award and a fight tomorrow at 1300. All right. I can now open the floor to questions. If you have questions, I will try to answer them as best as I can. I can't talk about the Nano Wyverns, obviously not that, but other questions. Sorry, Cassie, you'll have to go to Mass and then come afterwards. There will be ways to catch up, so, you know, come when you can. Delve when? We're not trying to move to Delve, if that's the question. Fly Lodgy, yeah, we will need a lot of Lodgy tomorrow. It's going to be. It's always easy for people to come out and reinforce in DPS ships, but Lodgy needs to be there from the start. It win, Frat win, Winterco win, yeah. Everyone going for the future plans. Is y'all trying to get this on your bingo? Checking if I can run two Lodgy, yeah. One Tino, one branch, yeah? Future plans. A lot of structure while on broadcast. Yep, that will happen. Sumo tournament when? It's going to be middle of March, probably about the 15th of March. So yeah, Chinese Lunar New Year starting tomorrow. They're going to be super available. I would love to fight them during Lunar New Year. I want to fight them at their best. I want to make this clear to people. I think that there's some enemies who don't really get what we're trying to do here. I want to fight them when they're doing their best. We fought in Antioch before, and they won the fight. And congrats to them. Now we go back and do it again. If they win this one, guess what? We'll try some new things the next time. We're going to try some things this time, and if they don't work, we'll try some things the next time. This is where we are at right now. We're pushing forward. We have things to hit, and they have to either come and fight us or let us do it. It's really that simple. It's a really nice position to be in. I'm actually impressed Goons can make it to 106. I didn't expect that. We are not invading C6 wormholes. Don't bubble the gate. Don't learn how to tackle. No, these are not possible. Is this declared war against Winter Coalition or war against boredom? Yeah, so that's a good question, Muramasa. We haven't gone out there and said that we're trying to destroy Frat or destroy Winter Coalition or anything like that. So it's not a declared war against Winter Coalition. But George Mallory was asked, why would you want to climb Mount Everest? And he said, because it's there, right? We are a giant group in Eve that exists to fight wars. And so why would we want to go and shoot a keep star and have the enemy come and defend it? Because it's there, right? So we're going to keep doing that kind of thing. Yeah, shooting test is fun. Do you think we'll crush test for good this time, or will the lol cow keep producing milk for eternity? Asked Mika Eskeroth. Test has proven exceptionally hard to kill. I don't really expect them to die this time if we kill them. I mean, you know, it's hard to maintain that kind of cultural identity for that long. So, congratulations to them. A lot of groups have gone through less and died from it. Have you guys seen Dumpster Coalition lately? What is Sword Dragon doing at the moment?
Pandemic Horde.
Yeah, Pandemic Horde. What are they doing? Well, as I recall, they died November 5th, and then they were going to go and... I'm sorry, they started collapsing November 5th. They were going to go and chase elite PvP content, and that lasted about 2 weeks until they got pressed into the panini, as I recall. Yeah, Nanobrain ruins all small block, elite PvP content. It's so wild to me. I want to have some grace about those people who probably tried to take over at a time, but and we did discuss this a lot at the time, but you know, you built something. Why do you destroy it like that? I get so annoyed on the behalf of everyone who was part of that, because when you guys show up here, I talk about Delta Flux, right? Delta Flux contributed so much to people having fun in this game, to enjoying it. And if I was just like, hey, guys, we're going to downsize goons and become an elite Orthrus PvP gang. Well, that's not what you signed up for. And just because you're tired of it, right? Just because you're tired of it does not give you the right to destroy it. Like, who the fuck are you to just spit in the effort or the eyes of the effort of all those people who came before you? It's infuriating to me. And so, you know, I don't think like we could do that. Like we have to be contiguous with our identity. If I want to become an elite Orthrus pilot, then I will go join elite Orthrus pilot group and post on Reddit about how great I am and how stupid Noblox are. And they just drop on me when I tackle their dreads. It's frustrating to me. And obviously you guys got me on a rant here, but is Pro God Legend still with us? He's around. He's not really playing much Eve. Him and I talk more about other things than Eve, but if I want me to get on the horn with him, I could. If we got in a big war, he would come and fight with us, most likely. I miss Forever Wars. Forever Wars when? You don't miss Forever Wars. I feel like some Blizzard dev telling you what you want. But you really don't want a Forever War. And let me say this. I want to say this kindly, but from a line member's perspective, a Forever War might be really fun too, right? Because you're not putting in the effort. Now, what I just talked about, there's a lot of effort behind the scenes that makes this happen. There's a lot of people who volunteer a lot of time. And anytime you're in a war, you need to quintuple the amount of time you put into EVE Online. And it's not sustainable. The people who are putting that amount of time in, they cannot do it forever. You couldn't do it for a year. That was actually part of the problem that I had during World War B was, after we beat them in M2 twice, I was very certain that they would collapse, right? That we just needed to breathe on them. They were shattered. And, we'd been 6 months into that war, and John Hartley and I were basically doing shifts, 12 hours a day, where we would just watch the timer, right? And Mittens just would not go for the throat and try to finish it. He wanted to drag it out. And I got really mad at him because I'm like, dude, you're not here, and I am, and you're not respecting the time of these people. So there was like, that was some intense issues back there. But what I'm saying, the reason I bring this up is because the kind of effort that you need to put into that kind of thing is so intense that to do it well, if you want to do it well, you just can't have any other interests. And it's not fair to ask people to do that. That's why a good war in Eve lasts anywhere from 3 to maximum 6 months, but it should not go any longer than that. 3 months should be the goal of the war. It should be, to be ended in 3 months or sooner. And the maximum length of war should go is 6 months. Anything beyond that is exploitive to people, I believe. To your volunteers is what I mean. How long was the war division plan to be? That's a great question. Go ahead, Apple.
I was saying the only reason that the war took so long that time was thanks to the corona epidemic. Otherwise, it would have been done like earlier because people couldn't keep up.
Yeah, that did help shape that war. How long was the war meant to be? They thought it would go a lot quicker and they just kept going slow. It's something to be talked about in a lot greater length, but that was bungled in many ways by them. I have decided, by the way, guys, if we're talking about World War Mika Eskeroth says World War B3. If we do get into a real serious shooting war with Frat, I think we should call it World War T. I think World War T is very appropriate for fighting the Chinese. So I'm going to throw it out there. If you guys got any better suggestions, though, I'm up for them. World War P? World War Panda?
Pandas are cute.
I don't like World War Panda. Anyway. The Copium War? That's really good, Regalin. I just don't think many people would get that, but I think that's quite good. It's funny, that sort of circles back on a lot of stuff. Bamboo Brawl, it's cute. The Time Zone Tank War, yeah. So, anyway, timer here, Antioch. We're going to be Form 1300. We're going to try to, you know, always try to be firstest with the mostest. That is the Imperium way. We still have Odebinden. We are not going to be going to the Keepstar timer. Nor are we. But we will be able to wrap that and go again at another time as well. And I think I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I really want you guys to be ready for that timer. We're going to also put a Keepstar online here pretty soon. But 1300 tomorrow, 1300 tomorrow. It's really 1300. Well, it's tomorrow Eve time, yeah. So 1300 tomorrow. Be there. Be better. I'll see you guys then. Watch your pings. There'll be a ton of pings. See you then, 1300 tomorrow. C-Tac J, correct. The multi-boxer rebellion, Raul, is so good. That's so good. I love that. That's really funny. All right. See y'all later.